When people tell me that children are resilient, meaning that, you know, children can learn to adapt and thrive despite divorce, I really want to take a burning stick and poke them in both eyes and blind them for life and then say, don't worry, because you're also resilient and lots of people live with blindness. This is an outrageous and terrible abuse. Of course kids are resilient and God is gracious and God can work despite the terrible things we do to one another. But divorce is absolutely devastating to children. It is horribly painful and it is disfiguring. There will be terrible consequences. There will be. Of course God is with his baptized children, even through divorce. But God was also with his baptized children at Auschwitz, and he was with those children molested by Roman priests. Why would we not spare people that if we could? Don't you love your children? Shame on you. Fix your marriage. Do the hard thing. It will be worth it, not only for them, but also for you. And again, if you get divorced, even if you get remarried, you will still be divorced. You will be hurt. If your spouse won't fix it, if your spouse quits, if your spouse doesn't believe in Jesus and won't repent, you might be stuck, and my heart breaks for you. You have a cross to bear. That is part of the risk of marriage and part of the shame that you bear for your spouse who has betrayed or who has left you, because you don't get out of marriage unmarked. So the church should support you. It's a holy cross, a shame that's been forced on you by your vocation as husband or wife, and you too will live by forgiveness. But if you can avoid this, I'm telling you, I can't tell you strongly enough, avoid divorce. It's worth it for you, for your children, for the church, for the community, for everything.